Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. How can we write a health and safety board report which has impact and influence? Alex, again, this is one of your crazy ideas to talk about this subject. So as I normally do with this, I'm going to throw it to you first to give you the first bat to see what it is specifically you want to come up with.
Just such a gentleman. Thank you. Yeah, really appreciate it, handing this one to me. Yeah, it was my idea to talk about this. I don't know why, but yeah, you know what? Even if you've got a really good relationship with a CEO or, you know, a person of influence, you know, you've still got to go in there and talk a good show. You've got to go in there and say, look, this is this what's happening, whether it's good, bad or indifferent. And I think putting it into a board report is actually quite hard. And I can remember inheriting a 5-page board report, and I looked at it and I was like, am I really going to have to write that every quarter? And I thought, oh my God, I just can't. It's just like, I just don't enjoy doing it. And I'm sure the person that gets it doesn't enjoy reading it. So I was like, how can I make it a bit more impactful with a bit of influence? So I think for me, it's like just taking time out to get to know that person that's going to read it and make those decisions, or those persons, and actually ask them, how do they like to receive reports? What's the format? And in its own right, that will give you confidence that you're not spilling out loads of reams of paper or, you know, PDF documents or PowerPoint presentations, which they're just going to yawn at and go, well, actually, can you just tell me about that? That's all I want to know. So, you know, you're going to stop wastage and time and effort and just focus on things that they want to know about in the format they want. I think, first of all, that's the main thing.
Yeah, that kind of covers most, I would say, of what I was thinking about when it come to this. And I've had experience myself similar to you of really, really elongated board reports with basically putting in as much information as possible. And I suppose the fallacy here for people is that the more information they include, then it looks like they've done more work, you know, either on the report or obviously doing what they're doing behind the report. But in terms of impact, it's the contrary of what their thinking is here. And yes, keeping it simple is absolutely 100% what you should be doing. I love your point about understanding the person or people who are going to be reading it. It needs to be meaningful for the audience that you're giving it to. Don't throw loads of health and safety metrics at people if they don't give a monkeys what it's about or even
they
understand
love
what it's about.
They love a good metrics, yeah.
some people like it, you know, but even if you have, you know, numerous metrics, you need to really boil it down to what's the one metric that actually matters here, you know, that way. And making sure that you're linking it to the overall business strategy and the corporate objectives as well. You know, does your report actually mean anything in the context of that, of what they're trying to achieve on the whole? That would be something that I would advise. Anything else from you, Alex?
Just a few things, but I really like what you said about that, you know, the metrics and stuff like that. I think it leads on to, you know, some of the people listening to this will have, you know, greatly achieved 45001, you know, the International Health and Safety Standards, you know, and or other standards. And they will require you to make sure that certain aspects of board reporting include, you know, things like your incident rates or, you know, basically a set of things that you must always put in your report. That's absolutely fine, but you just don't need to over-index on them. You just have to show the significance of what you're putting in. I think that's key. You know, significance means it, you know, that, you know, it's something that's, like you say, it's having a real dent potentially on the overall business. There's the other sort of aspect to it as well, is trying to kind of almost, you know, do a traffic light system, red, amber, green. I think that's always gone down quite well. You know, green, we did well here. Amber, we're kind of planning to kind of resolve this, but it's an issue. And red is, I need a decision from you right now because we've got to take action. So I think senior management love, I repeat this, they love making a decision. If it's something that they can make a decision and, you know, make them feel good about themselves, just make sure you put that in. Rather than just saying, I've made all the decisions, they actually, the only reason why you get any airtime with a senior manager is because they love the fact that they could make a decision on your behalf.
Excellent. So when you're
refining... Sorry, just a bit of a sweeping statement.
Well, we can generalize. You're not calling any specific names out, so it's okay. So just to wrap that up then, it's refining that information as much as possible. Just only include the most important data, regardless of what it is that's making you put the information in, if it's a standard, etc. Also, you can use industry benchmarks to contextualize it for your audience, if you like. And also, as Alex says there, leave something open, if possible, for those decision makers to make a decision. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.